I find it very, very frustrating. I listen to parents, working parents, who are completely and utterly exasperated. They cannot get any leniency or any change or any slight change to facilitate them being able to get to work and knowing that their children will be picked up safely. So, look, I could go on, but the reality of the situation here is we need to do something, and the government needs to commit to spend on it, and maybe to there's no need to maybe enhance some of the things like school meals and indeed the likes of school books until such time we get the fundamentals right of a school transport system in this country. And that just goes beyond the urban area, goes into the urban area as well. When you see in other countries the type of school transport system there is, then I think we leave a lot to be desired. And that's why I want a more comprehensive review done and commitment on expenditure and a scenario whereby working parents in this country can have the facility of a good school bus system, which they don't have at the moment, I believe.
And why do you think a review or maybe a priority, or why hasn't the government maybe prioritised this by now? We do know that it's a major issue year on year for the past number of years. Do questions not need to be asked as to why the government aren't prioritising this issue?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm afraid I don't have an answer for you on that. I have raised this on a considerable amount of time on occasions. I have done my utmost in terms of, and I know in fairness to people like Frank Feehan as the TD has raised that at parliamentary party meetings, we've raised it on the floor of the Dáil, but I'm not satisfied that there is enough pressure coming from around the country. So I'll be asking this motion to be circulated to other local authorities, because I know we don't have the power as councillors to make changes on the ground, because they're all tied up in various regulations and they're tied up around various rules around governing around the length and where bus points are picked and what bus can go, what can't go. It's just a minefield. And it really is very, very, very frustrating for me and other public reps when parents come and you can't do anything for them. And I really find it, and I just think this is the reason for my motion, is to create an awareness. And I'd be hoping that a lot of parents listening to this, will get onto their own public representative and say, look, there needs to be a different approach to this. There needs to be more funding. For example, just one small thing. Drivers have to retire at a certain age driving a school bus, yet they can continue on to bring those same children maybe to a sport event that evening. And that's causing issues in terms of availability of buses.